Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, just like the end of the song said, can we just say, if God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for me, who can be against me? I know we say that time and time again. I know that's in the word, but when you confess it with your mouth and truly believe it, there is something about knowing that if God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is for us, it don't matter who's against us. It don't matter. I don't care who's against me. I don't care who's going against me in regards to me executing God's will. Listen, if God be for me, who could be against me? If God be for us, who can be against us? Again, good morning. Welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Listen, y'all, I'm just so excited each and every Monday morning for you to join me and get, and not just me, but just know that when you are in this atmosphere, this virtual atmosphere, it is the Lord's presence is here. So we just thank God for waking us up this morning. We thank God for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs. We thank God for making a way out of no way. We thank God. We thank God for even being able to hear this prayer call. We thank God for even being able to wake up this morning to say, hey God, thank you for tapping me on my shoulders. Thank you for another day. Yes. And so I'm just so excited and grateful that we are gathered here today again. Let me just jump into it. This past weekend was full of, it was very eventful. If you did not know, we held our first in-person event for my organization, Career Chasers, and it was absolutely amazing. Career Chasers is my professional development organization. It's global, and we focus on helping women elevate strategically in their career journey, okay? And so we had an amazing time. And let me tell you, God was definitely in the room. Something that one of the songs that I played, I believe it said, it was the song by Miles Minnick entitled God Ain't Done. And truly, God is not done. We just started. We just had our first event. We just started. We are now going to Charlotte on May 3rd. May 3rd will be in Charlotte. So if you want to catch us on the Candles and Brunch tour, definitely I'll put the link in the chat, or I can just send it out via email or text to you and you can get it that way. But yeah, so in that song, it specifically said, if God's in it, then you know it's going to be big. Ooh, if God's in it, then you know it's going to be big. And so that line right there is so powerful. Not just you saying that, you know, if God's in it, then you know it's going to be big, but you know it's going to be big because you serve a big God. You serve a God who cannot fail. You serve a God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or imagine. And let me tell you, this week I've experienced so much warfare, spiritual warfare, and we're going to get into it, and I want to really break it down for you all. I'm not going to go into like super, super details around this, but I'm going to give you so that you can study about warfare, spiritual warfare, because let me tell you, it's super real. And so when you say if God's in it, then you know it's going to be big. That is you trusting God. That is you waiting in expectation and having expecting God to move on your behalf. Move on your behalf in your career journey. God's going to move in your on your behalf in your professional journey. God is going to move on your behalf in your business, and God is going to move on your behalf in your life in general. Okay, and so going back to the topic of warfare and what spiritual warfare is, I'm not going to get all into it, but I definitely want to break down and share with you the definitions. So let me give you what warfare is. If you don't know, this is what it is. It's engagement in or the activities involved in a war or conflict, okay? A war or conflict. And so spiritual warfare in a Christian context refers to the ongoing battle between good and evil, fought in the spiritual realm, but affecting our lives in the physical world. I got to say that part again. Spiritual warfare in a Christian context, okay, refers to the ongoing battle between good and evil, fought in the spiritual realm, but affecting our lives in the physical, involving the struggle between God's kingdom and the forces of Satan. How many of you know that we are citizens of God's kingdom? How many of you all know that? If you don't know, spoiler alert, we are. We are citizens of God's kingdom. And being a citizen of God's kingdom, guess what? We're going to face things that we like, I don't know about this. And so we're going to go to one of the scriptures that backs this all the way up. You may have heard this. This is Ephesians 6, 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And it states specifically, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." In the heavenly realm. So we're not just fighting, you know, people in the physical. We're not just fighting, you know, things that we may think we come into opposition with, but we're fighting against. What did I say again? What is the word? It says we struggle not, or we fight against not just flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Okay, so let me bring it all together. So this past weekend, we held an event. Guess what? Leading up to the event, there were so many things happening in my life, not just in my life, but in my business partner's life as well. Warfare, spiritual warfare with planning the event, spiritual warfare in my professional career, spiritual warfare in my personal life. And I was just like, God, this right here. Okay, this just gives me a sign to let me know, an indicator. This is just evidence that this event is about to be amazing, because the way the enemy was fighting me in my professional life, the way the enemy was fighting me in my business life, the way the enemy was fighting me in my personal life, I was like, God, get me to Saturday. Get me to Saturday mentally, physically, emotionally, and all the things. And God did just that. And he had to bring me back. He was like, child, I did it. If I did it before, I can do it again. And he brought me back to other events I've had. And so from a historical perspective, this is always what typically happens. This is always what happens. So I had to stand against the enemy and say, your tricks are old. Your tricks are lame. Your tricks are dull, null, and void. your tricks are purely like laughable. Like, are you thinking you're gonna trick me again? Are you thinking you're gonna get me down and depressed? Are you thinking that you're gonna take me off my game? Are you thinking you're gonna take me off of my assignment and me just throwing the towel? Is that what you're thinking? Because you come against the wrong one. You come against the wrong citizen of the kingdom of God. You come against a person who knows the word. You come against the person that don't just fight with her hands, but fights with her mouth and fights through prayer. And so what I'm encouraging you all today, this morning and beyond, is that we don't just fight with fists. We fight with our words. We fight in prayer. We fight in prayer. We fight in prayer because the weapons of war, woo, they prayer is a weapon. Prayer is a weapon. And I want to encourage you all this morning to do just that, to do just that. And so, and I want to leave you with something. I said all of the distraction, because I got to go back to my notes because that was not in my notes. All those distractions that the enemy tried to throw in my face, tried to take me off of the assignment to prevent me from serving who I'm called to serve. So I want to ask you this morning, what is currently a distraction to you, preventing you from serving in your career, preventing you from serving in your business, and preventing you from just serving in life in general? What is a distraction to you in this season? And you may have to sit with that. You may have to really think through, like, what is a distraction? And let me tell you what you may think is typically a distraction. It may not be that. It could be something super simple as, oh my goodness, I did not know that, you know, listening to certain things could serve as a distraction to take me off of my game. Oh, I didn't know partaking in certain conversations could serve as a distraction for taking me off of my assignment. Oh, I didn't know that going to certain things could serve as a distraction from taking me away from my assignment. Ooh, yes. I don't know who that was for, but we just gonna let that question sit with you. I'm just let that question sit with you and marinate throughout this week, and be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself as you are being still, as you are being still in this season. And so I believe, let me see. Yes. I was listening to y'all gonna always hear me talk about like Pastor Mike Jr., but his messages are so good right now to me in this season. And for those of you, I know some of you all do listen to him, but he said something super powerful yesterday, and I want to encourage you all to do this. Schedule sacred stillness. Schedule sacred stillness. Basically, make space in your week to hear from God, be still with God, and know that stillness is not a weakness, it's wisdom. Stillness is not a weakness, it's wisdom. And sometimes you definitely have to step back from like a regular day-to-day schedule, step back from what may be going on, step back in the midst of chaos, and just simply be still so that you can definitely get downloads from the Lord, hear from the Lord. What is God saying to you in this season? And ask God to give you the wisdom you need in order to execute on whatever he has called you to do. Ask God to give you the wisdom to be able to see what type of events you need to attend so that you can execute, or so that you can serve effectively, so that you can be in the room, okay, when you need to be in the room. And so when you stand still in God, heaven's resources stand up and fight for you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And that is, I wrote this down based upon that sermon yesterday, and I wanted to share with you all this morning, because listen, this is a season where we're definitely going to have to be still and hear from God what he wants us to do. And also know that this is a season of simply just Jesus, literally Jesus over everything. Okay. Jesus over everything. Not as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I know some of you may be familiar with that song, but the song is as long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long, long. Okay, I'm not gonna sing the whole thing, but it said I don't need nobody else. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool and all, but I don't believe that God has given us all these resources in his earthly realm to just be alone. God does not want us to be alone. At all. And so if you are not in community, if you're not doing things or actively seeking community, it could be a Christian community, it could be a community of other believers that have a same interest in something or something to that effect. But long as you are literally not just being alone in this season, but knowing that Jesus is who you need to lean on, but also he has given us resources on his great earth to lean on others as well. For example, we talked about this at the event, you know, Jesus over everything, but trust and believe, Jesus gave us resources such as a therapist here too. Jesus and therapy works, okay? And therapy works. And so if you know that you fall into that category, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I myself go to a therapist, so I'm not ashamed of it at all. I know, because I know who led me to that person who is serving as my therapist, and that was nothing but the Lord, okay? Period. Nothing but the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's just be clear. All right? Want to say something? I had to take a pause, you all. I have my daughter here with me. She was so adamant about, Mommy, I really want to join you on the prayer call this morning. And so we made it happen. She got up real early and is down here eating breakfast with me now. So, and I asked her, did she want to say anything? But she does not want to say anything at all right now. All right, so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you for touching each and every one of them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. I ask that you protect them, God, as they go into this world, as they go to work, as they go to the store, as they go anywhere, God, anywhere they set their foot in, I ask that you be in the midst, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your heavenly resources. God, we know that we may live in this world, and yes, you have given us resources to partake in here in your earth, God, but we thank you for the heavenly resources, the resources that we cannot see, but God, by faith, we know that you are working it out for our good. We know that you are putting people in our paths to help us. We know that you are doing it and doing it better and doing it greater and going above and beyond for your children. We are kingdom. We are citizens of your kingdom. So we understand that, yes, even though we may be walking through life, God, we ask that you give us the resources, heavenly resources, to fight the battles, to fight the spiritual battles that we may experience in spiritual warfare, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you protect us. We plead the blood of Jesus over us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for serving as a fortress over us, God, as we travel in our cars, travel by plane, travel by boat, train, metro, whatever, God. We just thank you for being in the midst. Lord, we ask that you orchestrate our work week. We ask that you give us a word to download a personal word within us this week, Lord. We ask that you allow us to meet some people that will help us to execute or encourage us to execute on the assignment you have for us in this earthly realm. Lord, we just declare Jesus over everything. We know that the assignment that you have given us is bigger than anything. So we prioritize that. We prioritize you in the name of Jesus. And God, allow us to make time, to be still, and seek a word from you. Yes, being still, especially as busy professionals, can be hard. We're not going to sugarcoat it, but God, I know that you're going to give us the time. Allow us to make the time for you, to make the time for you on a consistent basis, and be still and know that you are God. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed, productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.